The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about religionless Christianity and how it is just horrendous. It does not produce discipleship, and how it leads to all sorts of examples of retardation, because the mega churches that are pushing this, again, they don't believe in discipleship. And what they're ultimately pushing is antinomianism under the guise of, you know, grace, free grace. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. And you can support our work over to Evangelical Dark Web's Patreon-like system, linked in the description below. So the premise of this video is about a viral clip from the financial audit, which is done by Caleb Hammer. Again, Caleb Hammer's not a Christian at all, but he is very entertaining. He brings on a lot of freaky people, and very few of them ever claim to be Christian, which I do think is very fitting, because the show brings on some of the dumbest people financially. And if you are Christian, if you have any sort of wisdom, you aren't in the situations that would get you on that show. But we do find ourselves with some people, you know, there's occasionally some right-wing coded people on the show, like these two, sort of. And we have a domineering born-again baby mama. You've heard of the term born-again virgin. I tell you, born-again baby mama. And these two are an indictment on the seeker-sensitive, charismatic megachurch who do not practice discipleship. And one of their main points of emphasis is that Christianity is not a religion, and they are very adamant about that. And it makes them look foolish. It is a bad apologetic, because anyone with a brain knows that Christianity is a religion. So we're going to play the first of two clips.
I'll let the rap thing go.
Yeah, she can go off right now on her on a rap, but not really. Okay, anyways, I gotta write it down.
That wouldn't be for the Lord. That would be for...
Exactly. She's going to get roasted too, because I am for the Lord, but we're human and she messed me over. So in that case...
Yes, my favorite biblical passage. Get revenge on that bitch.
Hey, but no, look, exactly. Romans 3:23 is, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory.
So watch this. I already got
what it is.
So let me go sin then.
No, right. it's saying everything that you do is paved, brother. He knows we're going to make mistakes. I'm not saying it's right.
She has no clue.
I feel like you're setting yourself up to allow yourself to make mistakes.
No, because later on in that passage, he says, but through our faith, we receive his mercy and grace.
Yeah, so anyways, if I...
Is religion a big part of y'all's life?
Yes,
absolutely.
Not religion.
We're just Christian.
That is a religion.
No, it's not a religion, because God is not a religion. It's Christianity. It's not non-denominational. There's Lutheran, there's Catholic. When you read the Bible...
Can I say something?
Yeah.
We believe that Jesus came to the earth in the man form. He was crucified and rose on the third day.
Not David Ramsey.
But you asked us if we're about Jesus, and we're just like...
If religion was a big part of your life.
It's not religion.
So how
it's
can we not
Bible
talk about that?
And what he says, and we follow it. But
the Bible
what?
And Jesus is all that we care about. We don't care about the money in the church, brother.
Listen, we're human, and so this is my thing.
You don't go to church?
We do.
But if somebody messes you over here, I'm the biggest Karen.
This
I'm not
going to
get that until I sue the lady for what she did, which I'm doing. Small claims court is only $5,500 that I can do.
Are you here to convert me? I feel like I'm being...
If you need that, brother, we're here.
Yeah, and we're not to convert you. We don't know who you are, what you do, or what.
Yeah.
Do you have a Buddha?
What do you believe in, Caleb?
Huh?
What do you believe in?
I don't talk about this, because I want everyone in the audience. It doesn't matter what you believe
in. They're
going
to be in
I believe
too.
In not your finances, and it doesn't matter what religion you are.
Let's talk about that.
Unfortunately, we have not believed that in the past, but we're trying to now.
Exactly.
Well, no, yeah, and that's, I guess, why you're on the show.
So that's the first of two clips. And just a little bit of my read on the situation is I believe that the man, the husband here, is well-meaning. I do think that, you know, again, this is someone who's overcome a meth addiction. And I think he's genuinely well-meaning. And I think the wife is not well-meaning. I think that she is someone who uses Christianity and uses street evangelism, aggressive street evangelism, which becomes a bit of a contention in the episode, as sort of a compensation for a lack of genuine repentance. And what she was talking about there, which, by the way, she's a big fan of Lecrae and, you know, Christian hip hop or whatever it's called these days. Just thought that was pretty interesting, because Lecrae is not a Christian and has deconstructed and all that. Anyway, what she was talking about was taking personal revenge and suing someone in the church, and it had something to do with her rap career or whatever not being recognized or properly supported in whatever. She wasn't properly compensated or something. It was really stupid. It was really petty. And that's what she comes on there talking about. And, you know, suing people in the church, violation of God's law, I would say, especially over something very petty. So she comes on saying, talking about taking revenge on people and stuff like that. Caleb obviously realizes that, you know, Christianity does not teach private revenge. That is very, coherent teaching of the Bible, is that we're not to take private revenge. That does not mean that we don't report crimes to the police, because it's not private. And that does not mean we don't let God take, you know, vengeance as the Lord's. Obviously, we do both those things, but we don't take private vengeance. We don't have private beefs that fester over and stuff like that. That is, you know, love the Lord, love your neighbor as yourself is juxtaposed in Leviticus 19 with taking vengeance upon your neighbor. So something to keep in mind. And then they talk about being religionless Christians. Now, religionless Christianity was something, an idea posited by Dietrich Bonhoeffer. So again, going back to the Bonhoeffer hate, because we need to hate Bonhoeffer in the church these days, because he was a false teacher, and his view on religionless Christianity, where we water down Christianity, we remove the, you know, you don't really have to believe all these tenets, you don't have to believe in the supernatural, you don't have to believe that the Bible is inerrant, and all these other things. We remove all these tests of faith, and instead focus on, you know, what it, you know, Christianity, I guess. We make Christianity palatable in a more materialistic world. And that's what Dietrich Bonhoeffer believed in. And he died, you know, before really finishing those beliefs. But nevertheless, that's what he believed in. And that is what a lot of megachurch Christianity is based on. We're in a secular age. Therefore, we need to water down the gospel in order to put butts in seats, in order to get people to have any sort of faith in Jesus. We got to water it down. We got to retreat on these sound doctrines. And that's what religionless Christianity ultimately does. And among those things, Caleb calls them out for their antinomianism. He says, he calls out the nonsense that they're spouting, that, you know, Jesus has already paid for our sins, past, present, and future. Therefore, he knows we're going to make mistakes and stuff like that. But Caleb immediately calls them out on that, that their mentality sets them up to make even more mistakes. And very mature on his part, even though, again, he's not a Christian, but he understands that's nonsense that sets that. And he's done financial audit enough times to know that people's mentalities fuel their behaviors, and that mentality is going to fuel bad behavior. That's unbiblical. So then they go into Christianity not being a religion. Let's talk about that for a second. Jesus establishes a church. Jesus establishes ordinances. Two ordinances that I think we can all agree upon are baptism and communion. Do this in remembrance of me. Another thing that Jesus establishes is some sort of process for church discipline in Matthew 18. So yes, Christianity is obviously a religion. It has historically always been a religion. Yes, it is also a relationship. It is a relation because we have a personal God. We have a God that cares about us individually, as well as us collectively, as well as the whole plan that's going on. This does not contradict the fact that Christianity is, in fact, a religion. So, human beings are made to worship, and we will worship something. That is religion at its core. So, the next clip, and again, they sound retarded trying to argue that Christianity is not a religion, because we all know that it is, and the only people that try to convince you that it's not are people who are mystics or people who are, I don't want to say midwits in terms of their theology, but yes, but midwit might be a compliment for these two individuals. However, well-meaning, or in the Weiss case, not well-meaning, they might in fact be. So let's go to clip number two, where we hear one of the dumbest claims I've ever heard regarding the Catholic Church or the crucifixion, but pick one.
And so 26.
You have to pay child support.
Yes, because some idiot like.
That you allowed to nut, didn't you?
Absolutely.
That actually I moved with my husband that was a blood because he went to prison and got shot.
Why do we keep getting back to gangs? I'm trying to stay alive here, lady.
Let me tell you, this is the thing. And he was like, that guy's not going to be around my son. And I'm like, okay, he spent the rent money. So we had to move with his sister to Alabama, okay, so that he could become a barber.
Wait, how many baby daddies do you even have?
I got four. Five next. And yeah.
What does the Bible say about that?
He says to multiply the earth. And I was married to all of them, practically. And
she's practically.
Because like, oh, it was like, you know, two.
I'm pretty
two,
sure I'm like her sixth marriage or something.
Bro, you're my third. Shut up. That's three cap. Strikes and I'm out, bro. I was literally, if I wasn't going to meet him, I was literally done with it. Body done. My youngest is two.
It's your third marriage because you have four baby daddies and he's not one of them. So there's two out of wedlock, very against your religion.
It is. I'm not religious. It's not religion. But the thing is that it's because you don't understand unless you read the Bible. Anyways, who cares? God isn't a religion.
I don't know that he doesn't read the Bible.
Because God was not Catholic. The Romans sent him. He's the one that got on the cross, right? The Romans killed him because they were Catholics.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Don't look at
I don't know what this has to do with out of wedlock.
Out of wedlock is in the Bible. And you said religion.
You just own it. Not a religion. You have four baby daddies and four kids, and it's okay. Five kids, it's okay.
I just own that shit,
bro.
I have five kids, yeah, they're awesome. They're amazing. But the thing is, they all wanted a baby with me. And if you want to have a baby with me and you're married, you want me to stay at home and be a wife and you want to be a changed man, I'm going for it. But if you.
What? You just accept it like that?
Yep.
What?
Yep,
in a couple of years? That many people?
Yep. No, I'm 38 years old.
No, they were all gapped out, though.
I'm 38 years old, 17.
Huge.
Five.
Like, okay, she has 21, and then 15, then 9, 10. Those are the same guy, and then our 2-year-old now.
That wasn't supposed to be here. She's been
actually. They're gapped out. It's not like she was just out there.
Did you not question if this was a good choice the third time? The fourth time?
No,
the
because
fifth
they treated
time.
Me like queens until the end.
Uh-huh, but that happened multiple times in a row.
It doesn't matter.
You...
I'm going to give him a chance. And so, and
giving him a chance is popping out a baby?
Because they want it. I'm going to honor my man because he treated me like a queen in that moment. I'm going to honor my man because...
Well, I guess that goes
kids,
good for you if you want one because she's not going to hesitate.
I'm a beast at popping them out, period. And I'm cool with it and I love kids and I'll have kids.
You're approaching the end, though.
Yeah, and I know that. So I told him, a cap is 40 and I'm like, okay, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis had a baby. She was 42. I'm like, okay, I'll cap it at 42. If we don't have kids past that, 42, then we ain't having kids, and he's adopting
my
daughter.
Kids. I mean, her kids are my kids. I don't care.
Yeah, they literally love him and call him dad.
It's cool.
That was clip number two, and again, obviously, there's a lot going on there. You had the part where, you know, five kids, four different dads, and the husband is not any of the dads, and they're not, you know, he has no kids. He's like 10 years younger than her. By the way, he's like 28. I know he doesn't look 28. And then she's like 38. So that's what they said. And yeah, that marriage is a mess. And I really feel bad for the guy, especially since, you know, he should do the thing because he made the vows and stuff like that. But she does not take the vows seriously as she referred to past baby daddies as marriages, even though there's no real indication that they were ever legally married. And yes, I do believe that, you know, recognizing marriage is a legitimate function of the state. So that I believe that that actually matters, you know, for terms of inheritance. And, you know, there's not exactly the longest standing tradition of the church overseeing marriage. Anyway, slight digression, but you have someone that doesn't view marriage in a high regard to call past baby daddies husbands and is not very clear which baby daddies were husbands and which weren't. In any case, so the born again baby mama is right where we're at. I'm coining the term for the occasion, but then we get to the part about the Roman Catholics crucifying Jesus, and that is her charge against religion and organized religion, even though she's non-denominational and stuff like that. But clearly Pentecostal, so she's non-denominational, so you insist that she's non-denominational, but she's clearly Pentecostal. She talks about speaking in tongues and private prayer languages they both do, and stuff like that. So they're clearly in a denomination, even if they're not, you know, they have a faith tradition, it's clear. Even if they want to say that they're not part of an organized religion, they have no regard for the church, and that's not even in their budget at the end of the episode and stuff like that. So this is just an embarrassment for the seeker-sensitive megachurch, which majority of those tend to be charismatic in origin and in practice. Obviously, a lot of them are also like Southern Baptists, which, again, they can be charismatic too, and stuff like that. So this needs to change in the church. We got to wake up and realize, first of all, Christianity is in fact a religion. That is something we should be proud of. That is not something we need to retreat from. We do not need to retreat from that. It is clearly taught in the Bible. Second of all, we got to take sin seriously, which at times they do, but also, you know, be fruitful and multiply. No, that's not meant to be done out of wedlock. So, and obviously we got to hold marriage in high regard. And advice to women, don't give away the cookie for free, which she did on multiple occasions. She gave it away and stuff like that. Obviously, and just kept moving on to the next one who promised her things and stuff like that. Anyway, we're not afraid to call out women's sin here. The man, I think, is well-meaning, but he's got to be a husband. He's got to be a leader. And that is something that, again, the church needs to encourage husbands to lead. The church needs to encourage wives to submit. The church needs to disciple people on, you know, not only church history, which they don't know, but also the fact that, hey, antinomianism is a sin. We got to obey God's commandments. So religionless Christianity is doomed to fail. It's doomed to look retarded like that. And hope we had fun with this sort of object listen. But anyway, that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, it's the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.